This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation coming forth. And ain't no way that we're not going to get to the end of this show without changing people's IQs.
Well, we change them. We improve their IQs one question at a time.
One question at a time, don't we?
Yep,
Ed?
That's right.
All right, we're going to reset our question. But before we do, I was thinking about this. This is kind of a proverb. Never, ever, 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 ever agree to serve on a pastor search committee. Am I right, Ed?
You are right.
And how come?
Huh?
And why?
I don't know. JJ, you answer that. Why do you think? Bless you. You would do it, wouldn't you? You'd raise your hand, wouldn't you?
You know,
I was joking around because we were talking about
committees to get
so many churches.
Yeah.
You get on a pastor church committee, and I check with them every 6 months, and they go, "We ain't made any progress."
It goes on and on. Well, because our church, the church you and I go to, Tim, they have a
pastor search committee,
and they've been at it since like September. Or something like that of last year. And listen,
and you're an elder, so I asked
I'm
you
an elder.
I say, how they doing?
I would just refuse if they asked me, because they listen. they've gone through like 30 or 40 candidates, and they listen to like 3 or 4 sermons each.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a full-time job for people.
I know, it's what I'm saying. Don't ever agree to that.
Hey, we're
down
talking.
You got to have something ready, like I'm down in my back. You know, something like that, some handy excuse, all purpose.
I know we're talking a lot of personal stuff here, so I'm going to throw something personal out. We're pretty excited. Melanie and I been working with the bank. You do all the paperwork and everything. We're closing on a loan this afternoon. We're going to both be able to get a full tank of gas. We're just so excited. You know, we put a down payment down, and they checked our credit score and everything. We're real excited.
You talk about, it's going to be like COVID. Everybody's going to have to be working remote here for long because they can't afford gas to get into work. Hey, let's get back to good, wholesome fun here. How about that?
All right.
You want to repeat your question?
I think I will. And I'm going to add a third
because
you've inspired me.
Thank you, Ed. You know, I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Inspiration. All right, here are my three questions. Yak, Mustang, and Lightning are all names for what?
There we go.
Second question.
Uh-huh.
Walt Disney was at one time an FBI informant.
I hope not.
Is that true? And then here's the question I'll add. What U.S. president was famously attacked, it is air quotes, famously attacked by a rabbit while on a fishing trip?
Silly rabbit.
What U.S. president was famously attacked by a rabbit while on a fishing trip?
Well, I have to talk to my boss. He's our boss, but he's also an FBI agent.
Is that Mickey Mouse, or is that the Pillsbury Doughboy?
That was Mickey Mouse.
Well, yes, Mickey, but I have to ask Pluto what he thinks.
Well, I'm going to say Walt's an FBI agent.
I never knew you had this in you, JJ.
Hey,
I know you do all kinds of
dirty. He has it in him, and I'm casting it out.
Here's my three questions. Multiple choice. How many times on the road does Bill Withers say, "I know"?
I know.
In the third verse, it does make you want to say, "I know, I know, I know." How many times in a row does he say, "I know," in the third verse of Ain't No Sunshine? Is it 6, 16, or 26? Second question, Angora, Hong Tong, and Toggenburg are breeds of what animal? Third question, I'm going to add one.
That's a law firm you don't want to use right there. Don't call them.
Well, that Toggenburg dynasty was the ones who were overthrown by the communists.
Well,
Russian Revolution.
Genghis Khan.
If you've been injured in the forest picking mushrooms, call Angora, Hong Tong, and Toggenburg to get the money you deserve. Here's what I've got. I'm going to add one. This sounds a little lengthy. Bible question.
Mm-hmm.
He was 25 when he became king of Judah. He was a prayer warrior. Reopened the temple, ushering in a national revival, and when he was deathly ill, God granted him 15 more years to live. Name him. So this was one of the good kings, and he did those things
that I mentioned.
One of the
few good kings.
One of the few good kings, king of Judah, and the Lord gave him 15 more years to live. Amen. Name him.
My two questions. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the governor of what state before he was elected president of the United States? Number two, what insects are hired by cranberry and blueberry growers by the truckloads? I didn't even know this. This is stunning. But these hired guns, they come in and they do their business and they leave.
You know how they check to see if a cranberry is ripe?
Well,
they bounce them. You ought to know that, Boston boy.
What? Why?
They bounce a cranberry.
What's that got to do
somebody
with
Somebody has that job?
Yeah, and if it bounces, you know how, like, if you're checking whatever it is to see if a melon or whatever is almost ripe, they bounce a cranberry, and if it bounces at the certain, what they know looks right, that's when those cranberry bogs, that's when they're ready to start harvesting.
So you, somebody's job? Is to take each and every cranberry.
No, you
and,
take
and
the,
go out and bounce them.
No, you take the crop.
Them.
You take the crop. You go out there in the bog.
Oh, it's a crop. They drop
a couple.
Them.
Yeah,
they take baskets of them and they drop them. See which one bounces.
They
the
take
high.
Them into the gymnasium and then people wearing bleachers on both sides. They
are
start
you pulling, are
dribbling.
You're pulling our leg.
No, right? I'm not. You dribble. You drop it. You dribble it to see how high it'll bounce, and then
drop it
that,
and you dribble
that
it.
That determines the ripeness.
So like me at lunch. Anyway,
I read that, or I might have dreamed that.
Here we go. Did I mention that? Okay, I got my question out, right?
Yeah.
Did you get two questions?
What insects are hired by cranberry and blueberry growers by the truckloads? All right, let's go.
All right, we're going to go back to Virginia, and Audrey is on the line. Audrey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you. We were esteemed at one point. We're gentlemen now.
Thank you.
This is a great day for us.
Now, are you baked if you were steamed before?
No, I like
I like it. I'll be a steamed or a gentleman.
What part of Aubrey, what part of Virginia?
Southwest Virginia.
Good.
We're just about halfway between Princeton, West Virginia, and Blacksburg, Virginia Tech, Virginia.
I bet it's beautiful through there. Kind of close to the Blue Ridge Highway, huh? Our Blue Ridge Parkway.
The Appalachian Trail, and the New River.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
And I've already had three that I was shooting at answered, but I think the three types, like Angora.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Here's the question. Angora, okay. Hong Tong, and Toggenburg are breeds of what animal?
I believe that's a goat.
Goats.
Oh.
Yes, those are types of goats. Angora, Hong Tong, and Toggenburg.
They're
nicely
types
done.
Of goats.
Types of goats.
I was thinking cat because of Angora.
Of goats.
How did you know that, Audrey?
We have a few people that have goats around here, but the Angora kind of gave it away.
Right. That's a real popular goat. Hey, you know, you talked about where you lived there in Virginia, and you mentioned the New River. I don't know if they mention much or make a big deal about this, but there's a section of the New River right where she is where it flows backwards. It flows the wrong way. I got the tube once right through there, and they were saying it was one of the few places in the nation or whatever where where the river goes from south to north or
and you
something.
You believed it?
Have you heard that, Audrey?
Yes, I have. They do publicize it around here. It's also the river that Laura Ingalls Wilder followed to get back home after she was captured by the Indians.
Wow.
And it's the second oldest river in the world.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, it's what? It's what, Audrey? What are
the
they?
The second oldest river in the world.
All right,
came up with that.
Well, for a t-shirt, for a Learning University t-shirt, Audrey, what's the number one oldest river in the world?
Really don't know, but
take a wild
maybe
guess.
The Nile.
The Nile.
Wow.
Got it.
Nicely done.
You got it.
Audrey, you stay on the line when we're through talking, and we're going to send you a T-shirt, and we'll get your address and everything.
I just want to put a caveat on that. I don't know for certain.
You don't know if it's Euphrates or
the Nile? Well, don't be in denial.
No, the Nile's not just a river in Egypt, right, Ed?
That's right.
So anyway, Audrey, we're going to send Audrey a T-shirt for being a good sport.
With the new river, every fall they have an activity called Renew the New, where volunteers get out. They break it down in this area. It's got three different sections. And the people get out there and pick up the trash from in the river, the trash and the junk that goes in there and everything else. And it's a big deal around here.
It's really beautiful.
What's the name of the river and where is this?
New River.
New River.
Okay. In where? What town? What area?
It comes in Virginia, goes into West Virginia.
I got you.
The gorge, a big suspension bridge, is in the West Virginia part of it, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. I wanted a bungee jump right there. You know, but just never have had the opportunity.
Oh,
hey, what's your question for us, Audrey?
Okay, you think you got an aviator among you. Air Force One, what was the original Air Force One? How did it get its name and which president?
Wow.
AJ, you're an aviation
I'm
guy.
I'm an aviator, but I don't really know much about Air Force One. I know it's that there's two of them. There's a real one and a fake one, and they always go out. And then
really?
Yes. Oh yeah. There's always a decoy.
Like a decoy.
Right. And then I could tell you some good stories about somebody that was on an Air Force One, but it'd take too long. Is when JFK got assassinated. But let's see, it's gonna be back, I don't know, before Eisenhower, but it'd just be totally a guess. You better tell us, Audrey, this is gonna be some good aviation history.
Okay, the first president was President Eisenhower. It was a C-54. It's called the Columbine II. And it got its name Air Force One because it, with Eisenhower and the staff on it, and another aircraft were going to land at about the same time. And the air traffic controller got things mixed up. The president's plane, or the other plane, also had a similar name to President Eisenhower's. And after that, it became Air Force One, so nobody could be confusing it.
Oh, that is really good. They do a lot of things. You have to say niner instead of nine.
Yeah.
And you have to say things when you're talking to the air traffic controller so you don't get anything mixed up. Because it could be a little crackle. You could have some turbulence.
Right.
And you don't ever want, anything they tell you, I don't care what it is, altimeter, climb to 5,000 and maintain altitude, you have to repeat it back. And you have to repeat it back exactly like they said it. Even if you're flying around a little small plane like I did for so often. Trying to keep everybody safe.
Amen.
Hey, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Oh, stay on the line so we can get your address and send you this T-shirt. They want to get your size for the T-shirt. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Just put Audrey on hold.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are about to repeat our questions that remain for the last time on this show. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. I'm going to do this one. I'm going to add a name to this one. Maybe it might make it a little easier. Yak, Mustang, Lightning, and Zero are all names for what? Yak, Mustang, Lightning, and Zero are all names for what? Second question. Walt Disney was at one time an FBI informant. Is that true or false? And then what U.S. president was famously attacked, I'm using air quotes, by a rabbit while on a fishing trip?
Here's what I've got. First question, how many times in a row does Bill Withers say, I know, in the third verse of Ain't No Sunshine? Is it 6, 16, or 26? Hey, you can call in and have a 33 and a third chance of getting it right.
I know.
Then I... I'm going to give you a fist bump on that in case anybody missed that. And then Bible question, 25 years old when he became king of Judah. I think his dad's name was King Ahaz. His dad was evil. This was a good king, prayer warrior, ushered in a national revival. When he was deathly ill, God granted him 15 more years to live. Name him.
All right.
Me?
Yeah, all you.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the governor of what state before he was elected president of the United States? Number two, what insects are hired by cranberry and blueberry growers by the truckloads? I mean, they bring these insects in, or otherwise they don't have blueberries or cranberries. They depend on these insects. I don't know what kind of insects we're talking about here. All right, let's go ahead back to the phone.
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas, and Sharon is on the line. Sharon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Malvern, if you've ever heard of that.
Oh, I have. Yeah, Malvern, Arkansas.
I've been there. Been there a couple times. It's actually the brick. It was the brick capital of the world.
Malvern,
right? Malvern, Arkansas. Isn't that right?
Yes,
Sharon,
that's correct.
Some of the brick kilns have closed down, but they made more bricks in Malvern. And right outside of Malvern, Daddy and Mama May, they have a family farms. They have a Christian camp that's just so many young people get saved. Yes. They have horses and archery and all the rest, but Bible study, and started with about 12 people on their back porch discipling these young people. Now it's a farm.
Wow.
Their son, Micah, is over a big section of FCA, and they're just a wonderful Christian family there.
Yeah, that's right close to where we live.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, gotcha. Well, Sharon, ask, answer, or both?
Let's see. Y'all answered all the ones I really wanted to answer.
You can blame, that, Murphy? You can blame Murphy for that.
Well, I mean, I have a true-false question. That's 50-50. You want to give that a shot?
How about the Walt Disney one?
Yeah, that's the one. Here it is. Walt Disney was at one time an FBI informant. Sharon, is that true or false?
I think that's true.
It is true.
What?
From the 1940s to the 1960s, he was an FBI informant. He was very anti-communist, and the FBI will always check in with him to find out about communist influence in Hollywood.
Codename Goofy.
Codename Goofy. Well, we started that one again.
Hey, sir, Goofy's on the line.
Another one?
Now, Sharon, did you know that? Just a guess or what?
I think I had heard that at one time.
Well, I was surprised. I didn't know. Did you guys know that?
No, that surprised me. I thought it was false.
Well, Sharon, good job on that. Flip of the coin, but still, well done.
What's your question for us?
Okay, there was a Helen Keller question earlier.
Yes.
Who was her teacher?
That's what I was trying to remember.
Who is Helen Keller's teacher? Helen Keller's teacher?
Her teacher is another remarkable story that you don't hear about, because she was like wild and out of control as a small child from a lot of trauma that happened. But then she wound up helping Helen Keller, and it helped her so much that they both became really like a miracle story. But I forgot what her name is.
Did she invent bacon soda, too?
No, she was...
Because I remember this vaguely.
Right. She was an FBI informant before she started to teach Helen
okay,
Keller.
Okay, well, that's where I remember. It was on, on a History Channel.
Right. We obviously don't know. What's her name?
Ann Sullivan.
Ann Sullivan. Her brothers were the Sullivan brothers. They were wrestlers.
They were. Yes. Sharon, tell us the story. Can you give us 60 seconds on that one? What's the story there behind that?
I read it, one of her books back in grade school.
Okay.
So you can't remember all the details.
I don't remember all the details.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Anne Sullivan.
She has.
Well, she must have been a remarkable person to have taught Helen Keller.
Right, right.
And
what patience.
Look, I can't believe I threw a joke in there. I feel like it just was totally wasted because I said, among those other things, and she taught her Morse code. Instead of saying Braille, and I just want to draw attention to that effort that I made.
Yes, you did. You made an effort.
Well, we applaud that effort.
We applaud that effort.
That's what I need. I need affirmation.
You got it. You got it right here, brother.
All the affirmation you need. No sarcasm. We don't tear people down on
the
show.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon, from the brick capital of the world, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful country through there.
That's Malvern, Arkansas. South Central? Arkansas?
Is it near Little Rock? Isn't it near south of Little Rock?
A little bit to the northwest of Little Rock.
Okay, but near north Little Rock.
Yes, and I was just there for a Valentine banquet, my wife and I, right outside of Malvern, and the folks that I was telling you about, they've got something called the Big Red Barn. It's huge, and they host singings. They host all kinds of things. They want to bring a donor dinner. They want to bring that there.
Oh, okay. Us?
Yes. And so they'd love AFA and AFR.
We might do that. Yeah, and keep that in mind. Listen, we got time probably for one more call. Who's up next, Ed?
All right, we come back to Mississippi, and Seth is on the line. Seth, we are running up against the clock here, so we need to make this kind of quick. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I want to try and answer the Bill Withers, I Know, Ain't No Love.
Good, good. How many times in a row does Bill Withers say, I know, in the third verse of Ain't No Sunshine? Is it 6, 16, or 26, Seth?
Was it 26?
It is 26 times in a row.
I was going to guess 16 because I said, no way it's 26.
I know it. Well, and just for a little side note, the Beatles repeat Let It Be 41 times in their song Let It Be, but not in a row.
Yeah.
Bill gets stuck. I mean, when that needle starts skipping, and he says it 26 times in a row. I know.
And we used to do na 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 na. Na 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 na. That's when we beat the other school.
That was a lot of na na's.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
way to go, Seth. You got a question for us quickly?
What two teams did Michael Jordan play for in the NBA?
I think two teams.
Well, the Chicago Bulls, obviously. Did he not play for the. Was it Charlotte?
Because he went to play baseball for a couple of years.
He went over to Birmingham and played baseball.
I'm going to say Charlotte. No, Wizards. Wizards.
The Wizards?
I think.
Okay.
Tell us the answer, Seth.
The Washington Wizards.
Wow.
Nicely done, Tim. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Seth, sorry to rush this, but we're just about out of time.
Washington Wizards and the Chicago Bulls.
I don't remember the Wizards, I guess.
It was one of those last year of his career deals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and one of them got killed by a house that fell on him, but that was a whole
other story.
All right, Mustang, Lightning, and Zero, all names for what? World War II fighter planes.
Okay.
And Jimmy Carter was a U.S. president famously attacked by a rabbit while on a fishing trip.
The King of Judah.
Hezekiah.
Hezekiah.
FDR was the governor of what state before he became president?
I'm going to guess New York.
New York. State of New York, the Empire State. What insects are hired by cranberry and blueberry growers by the truckloads?
Bees.
Honeybees.
To go around to do whatever.
Yeah, pollinate.
Don't kill those. Don't step on those honeybees when you see them on clover. There's a real shortage of honeybees. Without honeybees, we would be eating two things, Jack and Squat. We would have nothing to eat.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.